about competition, and that's what a family gives you.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Late Night Low Fidelity, with or without Slater Star. Yeah.
But I'm here. I'm last show of the year, and I'm here. Joe left me in his room, and I farted on his bed.
That's what I got to work
with.
We
have a guest today. Is on? Now it is.
Hello.
Hey, Will.
Slater Stark.
Peter Mark.
Will Manson.
Will Manson.
What's good?
Hey. Manson, what's your least favorite thing about girls?
My least?
Yeah.
Favorite thing about girls?
Yeah.
That's fucking hard, dude.
Is it though?
Just like, kind of everything. They suck.
Word. Joe, what's your favorite thing about boys?
The nips.
Nips. If you want to see Joe's nips, hit me up and I'll send you my movie. My host is hard at work right now. I know you can't see him, but he's working really hard in the studio.
Always working hard in the studio.
Yeah. I quit cigs today. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna try and stop buying metal packs.
I'm glad you're leaving.
Yeah. I'm leaving on Saturday, so if anyone's listening and you want to see me, say hi. I'm a friendly guy. I'm gonna be here.
Give him a hug.
Give me a hug. I'll take a hug. What is this we're listening to right now, Hostess?
It's called Album This.
Sounds like a bunch of goblins. Oh,
crossbreed with Death Grips ex-military. Yes.
You like Death Grips, man?
Yes.
Really?
I like Death Grips.
Yeah, I like Death Grips. Joe doesn't like Death Grips so much.
I do.
They're alright.
I'm not always in the mood.
I'm not really about them too much.
You gotta be in a certain type of mood.
Definitely. They have some shit I fuck with.
My dad once said the average guy farts 30 times a day. I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true that you eat my, like, six.
Yeah, but I'm like the juiciest guy. I'm definitely not the average.
You're pretty juicy.
I think it's true that you eat like six spiders in your sleep every year.
And definitely in my room, because I don't clean so much, there's a lot of spiders. So I think like the chances, I think like for, like I live in New York, so I'm definitely not in the city, there's not that many spiders, but like here, I'm eating a spider every night.
Yeah.
I had a weird moment today. I was walking down the hallway and there's a cockroach on its back, and normally I would step on it and kill, but I was like, I'm gonna let this cockroach live and try to figure it out. But then 3 hours later I passed it again and it was still on its back, so I was like, I guess I'll put it out of its misery. So I poured some water on it. Dumb. I was like, I thought that would kill it, but it just like was just twitching even more, and I tortured. It was almost like torture. So then I stepped on it.
Yeah, I fucked with that. As a kid, I used to pick all the legs off of Daddy Long Legs, and then just eat the mosquitoes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some dark shit.
I know.
My friend Basil is one of those guys that's like believes in like all life is equal and all that stuff. But whenever we go fishing, that one time we went fishing, he would burn worms. Cut them open and watch their skin burn. And I said, Baz, if you're doing that, I don't think you do it to a human. And he said, I might do it to a human. And that was that.
Philosophy's dangerous.
If everyone got really hairy and you couldn't see their skin color, there'd be no more racism. Yeah, like you have red hair. You'd be.
Yeah, you don't think racism would just form out of hair color?
It might.
Probably. Which hair? What color do you think would win?
The majority of people, like the large majority, have black hair. So I think black hair would be like the majority. Blondes would be kind of like the kids at the cool table. But they'd be like a minority, and the kids with red hair would get like. Seriously, there'd be people that would like dye all their hair purple to be different and stuff, and those people would be like the outcasts.
Yeah.
Molly Parker's hat. Real raw is the way I describe it. It's sounding like there's a man in the corner playing the drums before he dies. So that's the way. I'm about to die, let me play these drums. Should I fucking kill my mic on the last episode? Yikes. I'm
I don't think he really knew, for real.
Steady, weak knee arms are heavy. This vomit on his sweater already. That's that mom spaghetti. I'm nervous, but on the surface he look calm and ready to drop arm. But he keep on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd roars so loud. Opportunity out. Time's up over now. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, he's so mad at me. Oh, he won't go back to me. Manson got the knife, looking for a wife. Heart filled with strife. Can't get me. I'ma be a straight up G. I make a little girl go and suck on my pee pee. It's dead.
That's fucked.
I've lost my music. There we go. Joe fixed the tunes. Bitches got tits like balloons. I'm
and
with my
goons.
Goons
out here looking like baboons.
Call.
Put him up, put him.
You the best host that ever was. I'm telling you, dawg, you killing this game right now. Joe, why don't you send a message to the people?
What?
I don't know. You're the host. Send a hostess message. This is our last episode. What do you reflect on the year real quick? I'll reflect on the year. Okay. The spring concert was kind of bad. The hot air balloon was better than the concert.
You go to the hot air balloon?
No, it was just aesthetic from far away.
Yeah. When was that, first semester?
I think so. It was a while ago.
What was that even for?
Were there, like, a lot of memorable events, too? I think this whole year, it was a fun year, but, like, a lot of shit blurs together. Like, there weren't a lot of, like, defining moments. Like, I remember, like, freshman year, we'd go out and have, like, weird nights and do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the nights were very similar.
That's probably because everything was new back then.
Yeah. Just get used to it.
I feel that, though.
There's, like, less defining moments. Nights. Never get into a routine. Try and always break your routine. From the start, we met with a goodbye kiss. That's not what Joe wants to hear. Joe poops his pants every chance he gets a chance. Joe likes underage anime women and pooping his pants. Joe poops underage women. Joe poops on women. I think my leg's almost better. That's pretty cool. Did I ever tell you about falling? When I fall and I hurt myself? There was this 14-year-old girl from Houston High School with her trainer. And she was like, if you want to shoot on this court, you have to do drills with this girl. Yeah.
How the hell are they allowed to?
I don't know. I think if you just come during the day, then it's like almost anyone can use it.
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to do drills. So two minutes into these drills, I come down from a layup and I hyperextend my leg out so it like extends too far out. And I start like screaming on the ground and I scare the fuck out of this girl. She's like, oh my god! And she's up there like screaming at each other, like yelling. Just a funny moment. And yeah, but now I'm back at it. I wasn't able to play basketball for like a week. Yeah, but we back. I always forget how good a host you are, but now we're back. You could never. All right, let's play a multiple choice game with the viewers. What do you think Joe is doing in the studio? A, touching himself. B, pooping himself. C,
can I get the jewel?
No. I pooped on Joe's bed. I farted on Joe's bed.
Can I get the
jewel? Like 4 to 5 times.
Was that a slip? Did you actually poop on my bed? Seriously.
Did I poop on your bed? No.
They all look very genuine.
I might have pooped on your bed.
Can I at least get the jewel?
No, because look how much juice I got. I need this.
I don't care how much juice you have. We can get a little more juice.
Oh yeah, can we refill this?
Be a good boy, William. Just one more.
Yeah, you can fill it up. Because
I've never actually had
to come over tonight.
If I can refill it all. Yeah,
give me a ride. I just want the ride back.
Go to Lower with us.
No, fuck Lower.
I just want to go to Wawa.
Alright, let's go to Wawa.
Will you get me a crumb cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
I promised Will I'd get him an iced tea.
Okay. This is all a plan. But I need some jewel.
You heard it here first. It's all a plan. Joseph. It's all a plan. You fucking autistic. It's all a plan. It's all a plan. Everything we do is a plan.
That's a good one too.
Hey, let me.
Am I gonna get locked out?
This door will lock, so just make sure you put a chair there or something. I don't know why you're being so mean to me. You're about to leave.
Leave where?
This place.
What are you talking about?
Campus.
I'm about to. Yeah, no, it's true. But it doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
No, it doesn't.
I'm a nihilist, just like,
So, next song is actually a song from a friend of mine who's dropping a mixtape this weekend, and he sent me one of the songs to play tonight. His name's Jazz Stevens, this is his rapper name. And the song is Magic Money. It's pretty good. It's really solid, actually. So.
We should drop some Simon's guys.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yo,
yeah.
gang.
Gang.
I'm rolling one up.
Yeah, we will. We'll drop him at the end.
What's his name? I want to give him a shout out.
Hitmaker. Your eye twitch. So mad.
Give that bitch the tongue like Andre Rover's son. Never had a son, bitch, I only know how to want. When I grin, all I do is sin. Now I begin. That is the end of my tale, Finn. And Jake, Adventure Time, my rake.
Can't marry anyone. Be aware of that. Great, Manson's on his phone. I guess he's done
Sorry,
with us.
I fucking zoned out, bro. Entertain me. Take off your shirt. Show me them tits.
I put shit in my app. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
What?
I put.
You can say that. If you put shit in your ass, you put shit in your ass, man.
All right. I seriously put some. I put some shit in my ass. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's the biggest object you stuck up there, man.
Cube.
So,
that's why I fuck with Joe so hard. He just switch it up on you, giving you that vibe. He's the best host in the business. I tell you why he played, yo.
Anyway, this is Jazz Stevens.
Yeah, anyway.
Open up my safe. Magic money. I don't even remember how I made this money. I don't even remember what I did this morning. I can't even see the wall across the room, cause I got all this haze in front of me. Sipping medicine for fun and shit. I done run up on that bitch for the fun of it. I put 3 G's in my pocket while it fat. I can't even roll with it. Getting paid on Monday, bitch. I'll be faded through the Sunday, bitch. Shoo. I taught my bitch how to shoot. I spent a G on some shoes. I spent 2 on my wrist, face navy blue, Swiss move me. I'm in the stool like Swiss beats getting moving. Big booty told the movie. She gon' do it for me, she gon' do it for me. I told her hold a package, hold no asking, bitch, just run with it. Cops come knocking, best believe you run this shit. Up come round, we gon' have some fun with it. Keep a piece around in case them goons come fall with me. Ay. I'm gon' change around the sound, you dudes can fall with me. Shuffle through SoundCloud, these dudes is punk and shit. Yo, bitch, don't put my track up on the favorites list. That shit been on rotation in the face playlist. Time to hit the studio, do this shit again. That DJ heard my record, yeah, she let it spin. Baby said she like my sound, you know she dig it. The big waves in my sound, I'm about to dig it. Bitches sending me the digits. I'ma make a million digits. I'ma make a million digits. Million digits. Million. Million digits. Million digits. Open up my safe. Magic money. I don't even remember how I made this money. I don't even remember what I did this morning. I can't even see the wall across the room, cause I got all this haze in front of me. Sipping medicine for fun and shit.
Shout out, Brad. We know your real name.
Gave a whopper to my daughter just so I could go and slaughter the beat. Keep my tiger from me.
I'm Batman.
Beats real hard. Don't own a card.
I gotta hit the jewel. Cause my name's Slater Stark.
Drink
no, I
stool.
Don't bark.
Bark,
I just bite.
Park, cark. Only come out at dark.
Car park.
Go lark in my go-kart. That's actually raw shit.
Go to live in a trailer park unless you live with his mom. She give him meatballs and the spaghetti. He wishes sometimes she give. She just let him free out of the city. He's a scared little boy and he's afraid to be by himself. He doesn't want to be alone on the shelf. He needs a wifey so he can get him some wealth.
Bars come out.
Shout out Tom.
Shout out Tom. I have really veiny legs.
Oh, you got some veiny legs, bro.
Those things are
fucking. Those are some hams, baby.
I got some hams. That's what bitches want, though.
Is it?
Hey.
I want a kid. You know, you know, like those. Like how girls are into veins. Have you ever seen, like, the pictures where it's like when he's got nice veins and he's like an arm with veins? Splayed his legs. He's got nice veins. Yeah. You can see his veins.
Yo, you want to see some good blood flow, my bitch? Look at all that blood. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Maybe that's why I have all these chest pains and stuff. All
it might be in your leg. You're,
it's all the cigarettes.
Your clots might be in your leg.
Yeah,
dude.
Maybe I have a blood clot in my leg.
Maybe you have multiple blood clots.
Wouldn't I have like died by now?
I don't know. You're probably going to if you haven't. Oh no.
I need to be saved.
We lost a soldier.
If I died, what would you guys do?
Go to your funeral.
Room with Joe.
What would you guys like give us? Would you give a speech at my funeral?
Yeah.
Would it be like heartfelt?
Loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you be like Slater was a really good guy?
Yeah, but I would also make jokes about you too.
Yeah, he farted a lot.
Yeah.
And he had those fades.
Yeah.
Man, so what would you
I'd
say?
Talk about the time that
I mean
that we made so much fun of you that you threw away your pizza.
Yeah.
That was like the worst night ever.
Rather than talk about all the good things, I'd just mention all the shitty things. Like,
all my parents are like grieving.
You know, like,
we
whenever,
Slater
someone dies,
pizza.
Whenever someone dies, they make them out to be like some sort of fucking great person. When in reality, not everyone that dies is a great person, man. Like,
jeez, that's
sometimes
dark.
A shitty fucking person, like. You know, like.
Well,
you died. There's a lot of good things I could say, but there's probably some bad things I could say, too.
There's probably some bad things you could say.
Slater was a severe hypochondriac.
I'd focus on the good ones. With you, I'd focus on the good ones.
If I died, I wouldn't have been a hypochondriac. Well, I would have been right.
That's the thing. I would never believe that somebody could be such a severe hypochondriac that they could die from it, but apparently you can do it.
I'm not making up. I'm in pain all over. It's not like in my head.
Okay.
Alright. Yo, New Orleans. Yeah, we broke the levee. Been going out with that bitch for like 2 months. We going steady. Rhymes are heavy.
Ride around in the Chevy.
Slater's lonely.
Slater is lonely.
I'm not lonely.
Sure.
Nah, I'm all lonely. Not really, though.
I don't get lonely.
I need a wife. I need a wife. I'm ready to get married.
I'm so young.
Slater needs a girlfriend. Let's get you a girlfriend right now on the radio. A wife. If you'd like to marry a tall, hairy, veiny.
Am I even tall?
Really? Heavier side.
Yeah.
A man that will do no work around the house.
You can play with my veins.
Yeah.
You can fucking play with his veins, he says.
We can have pizza and burgers every night.
Every night, pizza and burgers. And it's okay if you don't shower.
Yeah.
Or shave.
I might make a movie.
I'll make you movies. Hit him up. Slater Stark. 917.
Do you know my number?
I don't know the rest
of
the
number. If you had a guess, what would it be? You call me
decent. 917-3-8-331-2046-2063.
But don't call me.
917-331-2063.
That's my number.
Hit him up, Slater Stark. Or find him on Tinder.
I'm on Tinder.
He's on Tinder.
And I swipe right for everyone.
You ever meet up with anyone for dinner, bro?
No, I'm not.
Actually, did hook up with someone from Tinder junior year.
Really?
Yep.
Was Tinder a thing junior
year? It was like the summer after junior year.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It's been a while, I guess.
It was pretty new then, but yeah, she was from Delaware. Old redhead girl. Nice.
How little?
Petite.
Nah. She was petite, not little in age. She was same age, petite. It was wow. Not a bad experience.
It's risky doing that. You don't know.
It was risky. Her brother was home. Her parents, her stepmom ended up coming home. No, her brother was younger.
Oh, so he could have gotten it on too.
It was frail. I think a frail family. I felt pretty safe.
You didn't know jiu-jitsu back then.
No, but I still felt pretty safe. I ended up sneaking out really late. Her parents were just at home asleep, and it's just dark, and I sneak out. I'd parked like way down the road. I was wild back in high school. I was something.
You were a young
trapper. I was a savage, dude. I'm a good boy now. I really am.
I really am a good boy.
I learned my lessons. Most people learn later. Don't be a savage. It doesn't get you anywhere. Well, actually, it gets you.
You just called yourself a savage, bro.
Well, there's a difference between being a savage and, like, doming.
Yeah, you always got a dom.
Yeah, I dom. I'll tell you what I dom.
If you didn't dom, you did it wrong.
It's true. Oh, we have a caller.
This is Stinky Cheese.
We've been a while since we had a caller, man.
I can't hear.
You will hear.
My name is Joseph Patrick.
Yo.
What's up, Stinky Cheese?
Stark.
You gotta make a ladder.
Hello. What's this crazy music? What are you trying to do to me? Are you trying to seduce me, young Slater?
Is this Luisca?
No, it's Josque.
Am I on the air? What's going on?
You're on the air.
Airwaves.
I'm on the airwaves. Hello, everyone from Lafayette.
No one's listening to our show. Hey, Luis, let me tell you what I'm going to do when I meet up with you in LA. I'm going to put you in a bear trap. I'm going to break your calves, both of them, and I'm going to suck the blood from your body, and I'm going to take on your perfect aesthetic form, and I'm going to become you, and I will conquer.
Slater, this is exactly what I'm going to do to you, and I'm quoting a good friend of mine, Patrick Bateman. I'm going to invite you over to my house, and I'm going to drug you while you're in my apartment. And then you're going to wake up and your hands and ankles will both be nailed in by a nail gun to a contraption I've made. This will be my torture machine. And what's going to happen is I'm going to start spraying entire cans of pepper spray into both of your eyes while I play loud classical music and I slowly take off your fingernails. After that, I'm going to have a rat starved for about 3 days, so it's just rabid, but just hunger. And I'm going to crush up a jar, okay? And I'm going to fill it with a bunch of brie cheese and stuff it into your rectal cavity. Then I'm going to get a little hamster ball, and that's where I'm going to put the rat, and it will go inside of your butt. And it won't fit in there because, of course, rats are big and your butt is tight. So I pour sulfuric acid all over your taint in order to not only get rid of the profuse amount of ass hair, but also so the rat can make its way in. And slowly, I will see the rat's butt and body disappear as it starts eating into your glass filled with brie cheese rectal cavity, and maybe I'll empty another bottle of pepper spray in your eyes. And then I'm going to slowly watch the pink little tail from the rat just slowly disappear in you. And at the last second, your last seconds of life, as you're screaming with agony, crying, I'm going to get a chainsaw and rip your entire torso in half. And I'll do it so fast that the blood in your brain will still make you cognitively, like, functioning. So the last thing you're going to see is me holding up your legs like they were some sort of trophy. And I'm going to laugh. And then maybe I'll guide your eyes out. I'll guide your eyes out. That's the last thing you'll experience. I love you, though.
I love you too, Luis.
And I want to give you a big kiss. I'm sorry if I made this a little bit too R-rated. But
that's exactly what I wanted to hear. And guess what? I'm going to be wearing fishnets every second I'm with you. So at least I'll be looking good while you do it.
Oh, my God. Good Lord, Slater. Guys, you have no idea. All the listeners, you have no idea how crazy this summer is going to be for the Dirty South and also the other residential housing reunion that's going to go down.
I can't wait for you to get my next package. I gave you a jar of my farts.
Oh my God, dude, I'm going to treasure it forever.
Seriously, there's a jar in there. And when you open it...
Of your farts?
There's just a fart in there. A really good one.
Oh, dude, does it smell like cigarettes a little bit?
Oh, man, it smells like a lot. It'll probably cure by the time it gets to you.
3 a.m. coffee and cigarettes. That's what it must smell like.
Yeah, Chinese food from a week ago.
Oh, my goodness. So, can you do me a favor and just rip one of Joe's passings of wind and just describe to me a little bit what it tastes like?
Well,
is it aged well? Is it like fine wine?
No, I wouldn't say it's fine wine. Maybe dollar store wine that it's broken
last episode
onto your feet when you haven't showered, and you could still smell your feet over the wine, but there's a hint of wine. Uh-huh. Maybe something like that.
Joe, you know who's my new boyfriend?
Who?
Friedrich Nietzsche, dude. I'm in a serious trans time, you know, dating back in time because I identify as someone from the late 1800s. And I'm in a romantic relationship with Friedrich Nietzsche. I really like him a lot.
That's good.
I have a poster in my room. I just got one. I replaced the, not the Django Unchained poster, but the other one.
I think in a past life, you were W.E.D. Du Bois.
Who that, Beth?
That's like that guy that was like friends with like Frederick Douglass that was like, I don't even know who
he
is.
Oh, I like Frederick Douglass.
Yeah, he did stuff.
Yeah, he did stuff.
What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff are you talking about here, bro?
Black stuff.
What kind of black stuff?
Like W.E.B. Du Bois.
Freedom stuff.
Freedom stuff.
Oh, man. You know, I could see myself... I could see myself as being a proud black man in the past life.
Yeah.
To be 100% honest. But I could also see myself being a Roman conqueror. Because that's where my heritage stems from.
Luis, I saved your Snapchat from the other day when you were talking about being stuck in a classroom and how it felt more natural for you to be swinging an axe than to be there in a past life you could conquer. Because I really think that's true. I think if you were born a century or maybe 100 centuries ago, that you could have conquered a kingdom. A small village, perhaps, and it would be successful.
I think he could still conquer a small kingdom.
Dude, I'm telling you right now,
or try.
That if if I could somehow pick a time to travel back, like time travel, and just do my whole life over again, the only time that I feel I could be completely happy, completely in a state of ecstasy and zen, is if it's during Pax Romana, during like the Emperor Augustus, where like war was like the cultural equivalent of the Super Bowl, but because civilization was still small, it's like every man got to participate. So imagine every summer going out with the boys at night, you get drunk, you maybe hook up with some ladies. The next morning you're all not like in a trench somewhere, you're all right next to each other enjoying the Mediterranean wind, and you go and you fucking swing a sword at complete barbarians and you just bring home gold. Are you kidding me? And at the same time, you're the good guy. So it's like super noble, you're a statesman. Dude, that's my complete dream. That's what I want to do with the United States.
Venezuela.
Well, here's the thing about Venezuela, dude, is that South America went soft when America went soft on communism. When Reagan was in charge of Central and South America, dude, here's what you do to fix all of South America, okay? Step one, make every single president who was there like an identical twin to the Colombian president one term or two terms ago, Álvaro Uribe. And all he did was just like, yo, guys, we got freedom of speech here. All right, you can say whatever you want. You can vote. You can go to school. Whatever you want. Same thing. The only thing is the government will let you kill terrorists and let you kill narco-terrorists and let you kill communists and guerrilla rebels. So if you wanted, with a couple of friends, to start up a paramilitary group and hunt for communists, hunt for communist insurrection, that works. Colombia was the safest in the last 50 years from narco-terrorism and from kidnappings. And by the way, everyone in Colombia gets kidnapped. Everyone has a story about kidnapped. My family, dude, I know a bunch of people who've been kidnapped who have all sorts of messed up PTSD because of these people. Dude, we should just be hiring right-wing death squads. That's the only thing that can happen. That's the only thing that can save South America. And just last thing about South America real quick. People don't even realize how bad leftist governments are. So you have like a guy like Maduro and no one's talking about him. But who are people focusing on? Rodrigo Duterte or whatever his name is. Like, oh, he's so bad. He's killing drug dealers. Look at what the socialist Venezuelan government is doing right now. To give you a comparison with the United States, imagine if, what's his name, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, got the police to take everyone's guns away, the guns away from all the Republican citizens, right? They take their guns and then they give them to the Democrats, to the loyalists, and say, go out and kill as many Christians, kill as many Republicans, kill as many conservatives as you can. That's what's going on in Venezuela. They strip people of their rights and they're giving it to fucking civilian death squads to go kill political opposition. Those leftists is crazy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe, I miss you.
I miss you too, buddy. I think we're...
And I miss you too, Slater.
I think we're about to head off and get some lower in a sec.
Wawa.
Oh.
Wawa.
Oh, my God. Pour a little bit of Old Bay on the floor just for me, like you're pouring a 40 for one of your fallen homies.
I gotcha.
Luis.
Oh, that's the spirit. Is this Will Manson? Is this Will Manson?
Yeah,
Manson?
I send you my kisses, buddy.
Oh, dude, I miss you so much, Will. I'll never forget you, dude. We'll definitely reunite one day. All right, goodbye, buddies. I'll see ya.
Peace.
See ya, Stinky.
Bye, Luisca. I'm gonna humble you.
Bye, little cutie.
Should we wrap this bitch up?
That kid, man. Oh my
God. That's one hell of a guy.
So the Rockets beat the Spurs by 30, then the Spurs beat the Rockets by 30? Talk about funky.
Will, how about a closing statement?
Yeah. closing statement. Let's reflect on the year.
Okay.
It's been good. It's been bad.
Roller coaster.
It shaped me. I've grown. I'm still not any closer to figuring out a career path, which kind of worries me. But
2 years left.
I'm focused just on getting through this year, and I'm looking forward to the future. Yeah. That's what I got. Stay positive.
I had a good year. I think I grew a lot in different ways. My health went down, way down. My juices went way up. But like,
you haven't been eating tuna.
I've been eating tuna fairly consistently still. Just not with you. But yeah, good year, good people, good friends, bad school, but okay. We made it work. We made the best out of a rough situation. It's not even that rough, but like, we did it. 21, 30.
I would say this semester made me less sure but more confident, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. That's your last statement?
Yeah, I'm not... I'm
sure?
I do not know what the fuck is going on, but it's okay. If that makes sense.
We're chilling. It's been real.
Yeah.
It really has.
It's been a fun year doing the radio show, too. If anyone's listening that's listened previously, thanks for tuning in all year. Oh, I doubt it.
If only we knew how many people listen, man. You gotta make that a thing. Sometimes my poops smell like vomit, and my vomit smells like poop.
Sometimes my pee smells like your poop vomit.
You are listening to 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, WJRH, Pennsylvania, Easton. The city is Easton, we're in Pennsylvania. This is WJRH. You can tune in to 104.9 on the FM, not AM. I go to Lafayette College. This is Late Night Low Fidelity, with or without Slater Star.
Vanderbark, I was here all day.
Yeah, we've got Will Manson, guest star, Will's our guest today, Will Manson.
It's been real chilling with you guys. It's been fun.
Semester's almost over.
Yeah.
Late Night, Low Fidelity, with or without Slater Star.
Like I said, I was here almost all episode, it was really good.
That's what you're listening to. This is Late Night Low Fidelity.
With or without? That's me!
This is the show. Wednesdays at 11. Maybe it'll be a different time. It was Monday at 11. Now it's Wednesday at 11. Next semester it might be a different time.
I can't wait to 11. Get to a hospital.
This is Late Night Low Fidelity. With or without Slater Stark.